talking with meteorologist Brian Olson. We are bracing for, I guess it stands, it's pretty clear this is going to be the most severe heat wave yet this summer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Not only this summer, but it looks like this will be the biggest heat wave in the past perhaps 10 or 12 years. I mean, I looked back and I'm on my, you know, National Weather Service sites to look at all of the data, and what I've seen is I can look back to 06, and from July 15th to 17th of 06, there was a three-day stretch where we hit 90-plus each day, three consecutive days. There were 3 days also from July 31st to August 2nd of 06, and then there was a four-day stretch in 07 and a three-day stretch in 09. But out of the last, this is now 6 years, there have only been four instances where we've hit 90-plus for 3 days or more.
So this is going to be, we're understanding now, potentially all of next week?
Yeah, I would say at least 6 days, maybe upwards of 8 days of 90-plus degree heat here. And that's actual temperature. Then we also have to consider that it's going to be really humid. A lot of times we'll have some dry dew points, and that a 90-degree day feels like a 90-degree day. Here, our 90 and 92-degree days are going to feel like 100 to 110 when you combine the heat and the humidity.
So what's driving this?
A big ridge of high pressure over the center part of the country is what's driving this. Basically, the jet stream has been shifted far up to the north, and what we're seeing is just a continuation of southerly flow feeding right up from the desert areas of the southwest and also from Texas and the southern plains that have been now baking for weeks. We're finally having that air unleashed on us.
And I noticed, looking at some forecasts from northern Wisconsin, this is essentially going to be statewide, too. I mean, people up in places like Hayward and Rhinelander could be looking at temperatures in the mid-90s as well.
Yeah, that's definitely true. This is not a southern Wisconsin thing or a southern and central Green Bay southward. This is the entire state. In fact, it's going to extend up into some of the Canadian provinces with this one.
This is kind of temperatures that folks maybe in Missouri or points south look at and say, ah, this is no big deal. Mm-hmm. We deal with this all the time. But for Wisconsin, we're not used to this sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, 90 degrees would be one thing, and hitting it several days in a row would certainly be abnormal around here. Look, back in September 2nd of 08 was the only 90-degree temperature of the year. So lately, we've only had a handful of days per year where we're hitting 90. And more than likely, the dew points on those days were probably not in the 70s like what we're going to feel here. This really is kind of the double dose of summer here.
We're going to be talking to Wisconsin Emergency Management about recommendations. But generally speaking, what do people need to remember?
All of the common things that you hear so many times, but maybe we don't listen to all of the time. You really have to be careful of what you're wearing. It sounds silly, but the light colored, loose fitting clothing. I mean, don't go outside with that dark navy blue shirt on next week. It's just not a great idea. You'll feel it extra. That'll help you keep cool if you wear that light colored clothing. Also, a hat with a large brim is not a bad idea. You have to care for your pets extra in times like these. I mean, we can't forget about pets and kids, of course. Neither one of those can be left even for 30 seconds in a car while you're in a store. It's just not the smart thing to do. Just can't emphasize enough, though, drinking plenty of water and taking frequent breaks. Listen to your body. A lot of people out there that are working on roofs and construction, and I mean, it just can't work slow enough next week.
And looking ahead, and I know, you know, it's we're talking about all of next week. Might we be done by next weekend?
I don't see any big relief coming. I mean, through at least next Friday, I have 90 plus in the forecast here, and I don't see a reason why it shouldn't go into Saturday as well. Certainly if we make it down into the upper 80s, that'll be a little help. But by that point, we've been worn down so much that it'll feel like an ongoing heat wave. If I can add one thing, it's that from the 17th to the 21st of this month, which is Sunday onward, the beginning of the heat wave, that is when we would climatologically be at our highest average of the summer. So this is unusual, certainly, but it is kind of the right time for a heat wave. Our average high, at least in Madison, the capital city here, is 83 degrees, so we'll be well above that.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Brian Olson, thanks very much.